Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chad Chambers producing. Jacob Albrock, yours truly, 925. Ben Strauss will be our guest coming up from the Washington Post, talking about extensively about the ruling against the NCAA yesterday by no less of an authority than the Supreme Court, for goodness sakes. This thing has the college, the world of college athletics kind of shaking a little bit. I mean, it's kind of, there's some reverberations being felt near and far. So it'll be interesting to talk to Ben on that coming up. In the meantime, the Aftershocks are the second seed in what, a 16-team regional, Jacob, do I have that right, coming on this summer? So the return of the TBT, the basketball tournament, $1 million winner take all, and I think that that's going to be in Dayton, the actual championship. But one of four regions in Wichita, and I can't think of a better place for it to be, and the Aftershocks are the second seed. So, good stuff.
Well, yeah, look, they set records in 2019, which is why the TBT, of course, is happy to come back. But they set attendance records and all kinds of amazing things in 2019. It was awesome. Now, you had in that tournament a KU alumni team, a K-State alumni team, and the Wichita State alumni team. Doesn't appear that KU's got one in this time, but K-State's back, led, you know, by Cam Stokes and Cartier Jada. So plenty of star power there for K-State, which is awesome. And you have a Creighton team in there. So there's a lot to be really excited about. And look, this is we're anticipating again, like, the event of the summer again because of what happened in 2019. This thing is a lot of fun. And you just hope that Wichita State and or, you know, well, so here's the bracket, Bruce, because if Wichita State beats the Expats, which is an alumni team out of the Patriot League, which I would imagine is probably a pretty good team.
Probably.
So you've got
I think
them.
These are all decent teams. Yeah.
Right. You never know what's going to happen. So you've got them, and then the winner gets either K-State or Creighton's alumni teams who play in that first round. So there is some hope that some, if Wichita State can win its first game, then you've got a real regional interest in the second one. Stillwater, there's a team, Oklahoma State alums are also coming in, which should have some regional interest on the other half of that bracket. So there's a lot there. And this tournament, excuse me, when it came, was a blast. The Elam ending is really cool. I love it. And they expect to have, and they'll talk to us today. They're meeting with the media at 1:30. But they expect to have tons of former alumni in and, you know, make it a big party and a sort of a reunion type event with the fans and have a lot of fun with it. And the players are there, Bruce. So on the roster right now, first of all, you've got Ron Baker as the general manager. And that obviously has interest. We know T'Kale Cotton's on the team. We know Teray Murray's on the team. Both those guys were hurt in 2019, so they couldn't play. They're coming back, so that's cool. Connor Frankamp is back. And then you have some more recent guys like Samaje Haynes-Jones, who's a local guy and playing internationally. Marcus McDuffie's on there. It's going to be a really cool roster. And we just learned that Jamie Echenique can't play, so that's unfortunate, but he'll still be there.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I was really looking for he's one of the most interesting dudes that's come through there. I'm a big fan of his, but I think he'll still be in town, so that's cool. It'll be a lot of fun, and this was a lot of fun the last time, and I think that the fans are really going to get behind this again, and this will more or less probably become an annual tradition because, as you know, that the city of Wichita would. They're really into this event and anything that has anything to do with Shocker basketball.
How about Connor Frankamp and the deal that he... I mean, you talk about the European League and where he is now. He is in probably the top league in the world this side of the NBA. And for him to be playing at this level, St. Petersburg, what a great story for this kid that... My God, we were covering out of Wichita North and followed him to KU and then back to Wichita State, and he's grinded over there. I've always enjoyed Connor. I really have, and I just love to see him have this type of success. But my God, you're talking about you. A lot of these guys make a very good living. They go overseas and they play a very high level of basketball, and they make a really fine living doing this. And no one should be surprised that Connor Frankamp is at the level of play that he is right now. I think it's fantastic.
Well, no way anybody should be surprised just because of what kind of shooter he is, and he's developing his game, and there still may be some NBA future for Connor Frankamp. You know, like if he continues down this path and continues to shine internationally, you don't think the NBA is interested in a really high-end shooter that, you know, is probably developing the other parts of his game against some of the best competition in the world? I think that his future just in general in basketball is still very bright. And that's great to see because he's, you know, he's local. Samaje Haynes-Jones in there too. That you've got, there's a lot to be excited about with this team coming into the Wichita Regional, and I would anticipate as much excitement this time as there was in 2019. The only thing is you know, a part of that was KU's alumni team in 2019.
Of course. Right.
So, but K-State's back, and K-State's roster is great. I think this will be awesome. We get really excited about this.
And it's such a great concept. It really is a fantastic concept. And not only is it a great concept, it's one that has been developed the right way. They haven't just gone crazy. They've just kind of, you know, continued to build this thing. It's found a home on ESPN. It gets great coverage at a time when people are kind of, you know, looking for a little basketball to follow. And you can never go wrong with bringing familiar names back from programs that have played at a high level. And when you have it's not like, okay, I'm not going to even throw a name out, but there would be a program where you could bring guys back and it'd be like, oh, okay, isn't that nice? It's nice. Nice to see those guys, but they're not playing professional basketball, or they're not playing. I mean, you look at like just Wichita State's roster. Everybody's making money. Everybody that's playing in this thing is making money somewhere, and playing a high level of a relatively high level or a high level of professional basketball, just not in the NBA. And it's I just think it's absolutely fantastic. I just absolutely love it. I think it's a great thing, and it's a great, it's just a really good thing for the game of basketball. And I really enjoy it. And of course, Wichita is the perfect place for it because Shocker fans are so because fans in Wichita are such great basketball fans. I'm not going to just limit it to Wichita State. K-State's got a great following. KU a year ago, I mean, they always have a great following. It's fun to catch up with these players and to be able to, you know, see what they're up to, and then to see them quickly mesh as a unit to play. And I think it's going to be fun. Zach Bush is former Shocker, is running the team and coaching the team. And won't it be interesting to see how, like, what do you do to put a plan in? Because you've got what about, you don't have much time. You don't even have a week really to put a, to put in a game plan. So you probably hope that most guys are familiar with the system that they ran pretty much in college, or maybe you put a kind of a pro, a quick shot pro system in that's pretty easy to identify and you can just play with. I don't know, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it always is. But more than anything, it's just great to have those guys back on campus. Really is. So happy for it.
It is for $1 million, man. For a million. Winner take all. Like, there's some real skin in the game for the players. You know what I mean? Like, they got
no question.
Look, they got a chance to get some real deal here. So,
no question.
Yeah, so, you gotta. It's. I don't know if you didn't see it the last time, you missed a really awesome. It was as good or better than you could have ever hoped it would be. It was so much fun. It was a blast.
Right. It is. All right, we want to welcome in really a new sponsor that's an old sponsor. Johnston's Clothiers has been a great sponsor over the years and friend to the show and for Sports Daily. And we're really pleased that Dwight Lillard's taken time to join us a little bit here. A lot of fun things always going on at Johnston's Clothiers. But more than anything, Dwight, just to get the pandemic on the other side of us right now, I would imagine means a great deal just to what you guys do at Johnston's. I mean, just to be able to weather the storm of the pandemic. But, you know, at a place like Johnston's, fashion never goes out of style. You've always got to look good.
Well, that's true. Yes. Thanks for having me on. But yeah, it's 2020 was a pretty tough year for us and a lot of other people as well. But you're right. We did weather the storm and things are looking much brighter now for 2021. Looking forward to a little bit of a recovery here. Business is good. Got some really good sales on all of our sportswear. Got a lot of nice golf clothing here that we're selling up to half price. But yeah, it was great to be coming out of the pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you've got a half off sale right now on Oxford sportswear. I'll tell you what, Dwight, you can never go wrong with golf where in Wichita, man. People absolutely love it, and Johnston's a great place to find it.
Yes. The golf business is good. The sportswear business is good. But we're still selling a lot of suits. People are coming out of this pandemic and, you know, trying on that suit that they haven't had on in a year and realizing it may be a little small, a little big. There's been some weight fluctuations during the pandemic, and they got that occasion coming up, whatever it might be, and they're realizing they might need a new suit. So, or
I think it's funny
relax.
That I think it's funny that you went with small or big, because let's face it, most of us put on a few pounds during the pandemic. But the great news is, and I know this because I shopped almost exclusively at Johnston's for many, many years in my time in Wichita. In fact, still have things done. Alterations are done in shop. That's one of the great professional perks that you get on at Johnston's, where you dress with confidence. But you guys take great care of the customer from sale to basically putting on the suit and afterwards.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Some people have gained a little weight or lost a little weight. And if it's within reason, we can alter a suit and we will certainly be glad to do that. Actually, we offer free alterations for a year after purchase.
Right.
After that, we do charge a little bit, but not much. But some people have gone beyond that, 2 to 3 inches that we have to work with on a suit or a pair of pants. And then it's time for a new suit.
Well, Dwight, it's great to have you on board. I'll be looking forward to catching up with you. Go to Johnstons, that's J-O-N-S-T-O-N-S, online.com. It's just east of K-96 at 21st. Beautiful facility, tremendous service, great selection, but more than anything, tremendous quality. It's just a great place to shop at Johnston's Clothiers. Dwight, we'll catch up with you next time. Many, many appreciations.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for your patronage over the years. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. It's been an absolutely great relationship. And even when I pop through town and do things now, I make a stop at Johnston's Clothiers. Johnston's Clothiers, johnstonsonline.com. Our thanks to Dwight Lillard. When we come back, Ben Strauss, the book Indentured, Inside Story of the Rebellion Against the NCAA. Washington Post writer joining us as we continue on this Tuesday morning Sports Daily with Jacob and yours truly. Chad takes us to break. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.